Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Baxter, Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. Here we go from Libya and the trouble along the Mediterranean to Ethiopia and the trouble along the Red Sea coast. The story so far is that Prime Minister Abiy has successfully led a campaign against rebellion, anarchy, communist-inspired once-upon-a-time anarchy in a region known as Tigray. However, the war, which started in November of 2020, the most recent iteration of this war, has led to charges from the outside, particularly Amnesty International, of war crimes practiced by Eritrean troops in league with the Ethiopian troops and Prime Minister Abiy. Prime Minister Abiy and Eritrea have now responded to the Amnesty International. Gregory, an update. Is Abiy in position to consolidate, or does the scowling of the Western countries, including the United States, weaken his hand?
Abiy's hand has been weakened, largely because he's overwhelmed by crises. There's not just one war underway there with the Tigray Popular Liberation Front, that Marxist group, which ran Ethiopia literally since 1990 to 2018. He's also fighting the Oromo Liberation Front, which is being also sponsored by outside forces, including the Egyptian government. And he's now fighting a Sudanese military probe on his Sudanese border, and that's backed by the Egyptian government as well. And this is all because of Egypt's hostility towards Ethiopia on the control of Nile waters, which flow largely from Lake Tana in the Ethiopian highlands. So Prime Minister Abiy has an enormous amount on his plate. He's responding with some shock and incredulity, but largely doesn't know how to respond, because what he's seeing is a worldview being created by the TPLF, the Tigray Popular Liberation Front, which stole billions of dollars during its tenure as the government of Ethiopia, and is now running Tigrayan information offices in Washington and around the world. They are driving the information high ground. They own the debate right now. So what we are seeing, not just from Secretary of State Antony Blinken, but also from the Amnesty International reporting, is that they are deriving their information from highly doctored partisan sources. Look, I've had people in Tigray recently, and I've had people in Aksum, the former capital of the old Aksumite kingdom, and where the Ark of the Covenant is stored in St. Mary's Church in Aksum. What we're seeing is that the TPLF decided to make Aksum, if you like, an area of rebellion, because there are great archaeological and historical sites there. They wanted to do this to show how dreadful the Ethiopian government and the Eritrean government were. They haven't come up with any evidence. This is the Srebrenica of the Ethiopian conflict. This is the Makale marketplace bombing, if you like, which occurred in Sarajevo. That's the version they're using here. They are trying to create a false narrative, and have successfully done so. Was there fighting there? Yes, but not to the extent anybody has claimed. The TPLF is basically wiped out as a military force. The TPLF does not also represent the majority of the Tigrayan population who want unity within Ethiopia. whereas the TPLF was always a separatist party and a separatist Marxist party which wanted to break up Ethiopia. Now, for a very novice Blinken to accept this at face value is frankly appalling and against U.S. and Western interests particularly, largely because a unified Ethiopia is critical to the stability of the Red Sea lanes.
Gregory, we just have a minute here. Who gains by Ethiopia remaining fragmented? We've talked about this before. Does China gain? Does Egypt gain? Is this about the Egyptians driving the Somalians to drive into the border region and upset Ethiopia? Is that it? We have about a minute.
China would definitely benefit by having control over the Red Sea fractured so that there's no major power control. Egypt thinks it would benefit by a fractured Ethiopia because they don't want Ethiopia to deny it waters from the Blue Nile. The reality is that Egypt's Nile waters problem is not caused by a lack of flow from Ethiopia. It's caused by a lack of good water management in Egypt. So Egypt is looking for scapegoats. They think they'll benefit by a fractured Ethiopia, but ultimately it will be the doom of Egypt if they do that.
Gregory Copley, he is editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, discussing two of the many regions of unhappiness in Africa, profound unhappiness, to be continued. This is John Batchelor, the new John Batchelor Show, represented by CBS News Radio.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At WashableSofas.com, you'll find the Anabe Sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit WashableSofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.